roll. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of A Way With Words, the podcast. It's your girl, Bree Stories.
It's A Tati.
And it's MJM Kid.
Period. Today we have a Tati production, so we're going in cold. We don't know what we're going to be talking about today. And I love that. But before we do that, I think, well, actually, let's do some church announcements first. I haven't done this in a while.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Please. So many things happen outside of this space. If you are here, especially if you're here visually, not that I don't appreciate the rest of y'all, but I really, really appreciate y'all who are looking at us. Also, turn on Away With the Words of the Podcast today on your YouTube background noise or mute it, whatever.
Yeah, just as you work. Yeah,
just let it rock. Exactly. You know, really appreciate that if y'all do that. If you're not already subscribed to our YouTube, if you're a listener, also not even to pander you in any way, like, but if you're a listener and you've only listened, check out the YouTube. The quality of this video is insane. Like, you won't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Also, speaking of that, where the quality of videos is not so great, my Patreon.
I was about to join you, like.
My Patreon. Stop it. Follow me, Bree Stories, on Patreon. I do weekly video diaries. They're fun. I tell a lot of my business.
Yeah.
So go ahead and do that. You know, you can do either a $3, a $7, or a $25 holla.
Please do that. $25.
It's up to you. It's up to you. You know.
That $3 will sneak up on you. When you least expect
for
it.
Sure.
When so, you least expect it. It always catches me by surprise.
I always appreciate it. Because if we're going to let Apple Music do that to us, at least do it for the people that you really care about. Yeah. You know? Black
Word.
Owned business.
Yeah, I'm going to do one too.
But yeah, so Patreon is popping. What else? I think that, I have a second podcast, Your Morning Message, Your Weekday Dose of Perspective and Intention. Every Monday through Friday, you can listen for 3 minutes a day to set yourself up on a good note. And yes, I do that as well. Subscribe, Your Morning Message, everywhere you find your podcast, including YouTube. So do that as well. And that's it. Love you.
Yeah, that was like you're about to be like, everybody say bye.
No.
Okay, so today we are going to say what our dream concert lineup would be.
How fun!
A headliner and then two openers.
Got it. Okay, just give me time. You're going to have to go first, obviously.
Me? I didn't think about it at all.
Dream, like.
I'm like, I definitely didn't think about it.
Fuck, headliner?
Let me see.
Okay, I'm trying not to be too biased.
Is it dead or alive?
Either.
Is it dead or alive?
No, just alive.
They have to be alive.
Okay, yep. Cool. Thank you. Because that's really
that's
hard.
How concerts work.
No, but
unless you want.
That's going to be so hard if they're.
No.
Not dead. It won't be.
Not dead?
It won't be for me.
Okay. Who's alive?
No, but that can come true.
Two openers and a headliner. Okay, can I choose, like, what kind of venue it is? This is not the point. I'm sorry.
I'm like, if we go out to really think this through, I'm going to need some time. I'm like,
right, because that does change.
No, we don't need any other details just who you would like to see.
Fuck. Okay, wait. I got to get on my phone. Let me just look.
Tati, you're ready.
This is hard.
I know she's ready.
Hard for me.
I'm really kind of not.
Because I'm thinking about right now.
Right.
I'm trying to expand past right now.
But you're right. I didn't need to think about right now. Like, who would I lose it for?
Yeah. Like, I'm buying them tickets. I mean, obviously, my headliner is Beyonce, because that's what I say to only her.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at.
A headliner and two openers? This is tough.
So now I need...
Maybe Destiny's Child would be my headliner.
I just watched that yesterday. That's crazy.
Yeah, maybe Destiny's Child could be the headliner.
That's such a 3-hour show, because everybody need their solo now. Like, that's so ridiculous.
No, it's going to be strictly just like, I feel like if they did that they would keep it strictly for Destiny's Child.
Damn,
but they'd never do.
They haven't been on a tour.
Destiny's Fulfilled, they all got little.
No, but I'm talking about since like. They stopped touring together.
They would have to they do haven't some been of their stuff on their own.
I feel like Destiny's Child is so prominent. And then you have somebody like Beyonce that has so much that she's it would make sense to just keep it Destiny's Child.
I would hope that they would.
Oh yeah, God. Like I feel like they should just keep it Destiny's Child.
This is hard.
But I'm thinking maybe Destiny's Child would be my headliner.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's I'm already going,
one.
So.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. And I'm thinking.
They're like, y'all got to get this. This is way too hard.
Here's the thing.
Even though these words don't even sound right coming out of my mouth, because never is he opening. He's never opened. Well, he has.
Yeah, he has.
In his younger years. So for Janet.
Right.
Oh, but yeah. And I'm
but he can open up for Destiny's Child. That they going to a, they going to
sounds,
a stadium.
It still yeah, sounds like, wild. Up, like, yeah, it just sounds
he's
wild.
Just the second
it would
act.
Be like it would have life, to be like Destiny's Child alongside.
Yeah, yeah. It would have like, to be like the be, like the way combined. They marketed the Millennium Tour in a way. Right. Like it would have to be like
yeah,
Destiny's Child. It would be Destiny's Child, Usher, and Brandy.
Oh.
It would have to be like
yeah.
That's not no. That those are all major.
Okay,
I was thinking about it from like a major record.
Oh, you mean like
smaller.
A major?
Yeah,
and
that's
then
what I was
too
doing.
Small.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Oh, I wasn't doing that. I'm thinking like my dream, like just see these two people.
Well, some of the small people I would like to see open up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, not me though. I mean, no, not that I would like to see, like, yeah, right. But like my me. Dream show, I'm not right. Even thinking about. I, like,
but that's
how we love you, girls. But not thinking about y'all. Not thinking about Megan. Not thinking about. Y'all, like, I'm thinking about.
No. But I also have a hip-hop one, too. But and that'd also, be the hard part. I'd be always battling right. Between my, like, that's R&B right. And my hip-hop.
I'm, like, itching. I'm so, I'm, like, losing it. I don't know what to do. I do. I'm about to cop out because I have three people in mind, and it's just a cop out because I don't want to think about it no more. It's stressing me out.
And go ahead, girl. Say
I don't
three.
Want to because it's like, what if I
do
don't
it,
mean
do it? Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I'm going to say headliner with... If you said Dead or Alive, now. My headliner would be Prince.
No.
I know.
Why are you forcing it? That's it. No.
That's my dream show. Like,
but
I
that's not.
I know. Okay, so headliner, Janet Jackson. Openers, I said Miguel and Division.
Okay. Why was that a cop-out?
Because it can be so much grander than that.
Oh.
But I just can't think about it no more because it's going to stress me out.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, if I went to a show tonight, like, if it was today, I would lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
I would lose it. I would lose
yeah,
it.
Yeah, obviously it'd be Janet being Chris, but that's kind of ridiculous, though.
That's not ridiculous at all.
Janet
of course I'm going.
Chris.
Yeah, but it's just like, I never do that. But I guess it's the dream.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why it's a dream.
I would love to see that show. But
that would be a good show.
It's nothing to entertain me. I want movement. I want production. Yeah. And I'm going to get that from everybody.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Oof.
Okay.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah,
that was great, guys.
It stressed me out. 10 minutes like,
of that.
Thanks for your time.
Oh my God. Okay.
Check in.
Hi, I'm Brianna. Physically, I have to pee. I shouldn't. I know, but I do. Okay, I'm not gonna. Remember back in the day when I used to like go pee while we were recording?
We weren't yeah. Doing film. Everybody used to get
we
up.
We all have done that. At,
no,
that
we
at
used to
point.
Do it when we did video too.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
I just edited it out.
Yes.
Oh, I never did that in video.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, that has happened. Physically, I have to pee. Emotionally, I'm so stressed now because of that question. I'm still stressed about it. I feel wrong. I don't know what to do about that. Okay. My
calm
attention
down.
Is currently
like,
on. I know, like that really stressed me out. My attention is currently on food.
Yeah.
You know?
Whoop, whoop.
Spiritually,
we love food.
I feel... Spiritually, I feel up there. Oh, good. Like, I feel like I'm amongst
I like when you
the
use
spiritual.
Those terms. That's cool. Physically, I feel... I'm a little chilly now. But not yeah. My emotions.
Emotions. You would hear that at your show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty mutual right now. Just mm-hmm. kind of coasting.
Coasting.
Everything's pretty leveled with my emotions. My attention is on food as well. I'm pretty hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And spiritually, I am blessed.
You are.
Physically, Physically, I feel a little drunk.
Oh. I'm glad somebody said it.
Okay. Emotionally, I am happy. My attention is also on food. And
I can do that too. I just gotta do it this way.
Okay.
I do this all the time. All
right, guys.
Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
And spiritually, I feel guided.
Okay, period.
So
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, I choked. Okay, so today.
That's what she said.
I saw. I would never say that.
I didn't say you.
So I saw a post on Facebook from a friend of the show, Josiah Woods. And it read,
Josiah Lady. Josiah Woods.
That's his name on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. And it read, ladies, please stop telling your friends how good the dick is.
Oh.
That's only gonna lead her to finding out how good the dick is.
That's not true.
Your friends.
Okay. Yes.
That's not true.
And I found this to be so problematic on so many levels. Like, it made me think about, what are we considering real friends? Like, the people that we are allowing around us. Yeah. What is a real friend? Or are there even, do we think that there should be those types of, like, boundaries in our real friendships? And so, but, like, my first question is, do you, just a blanket statement, do we believe that statement to be true? And have you ever experienced that in your life?
I definitely have had someone have sex with my boyfriend.
That was a friend of yours.
I was friends with.
Okay.
Well, that's, I don't know if they had sex, but, you know, they started a, whether they fucked or not, they began something inappropriate for me to have been with him at the time.
Right.
But this was high school, and I have deemed, I've compartmentalized that person. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not, when I say, like, best friends, real friend, and I'm not even saying this person is a fake friend, but, like, when I say, like, real friends, best friends, I'm not thinking of that person. So, like, and y'all know better than anybody. One thing I'm going to talk about is the dick I'm getting.
Yeah.
Period. Uh-huh. And I do that with y'all freely because I'm not thinking, that's not even a thought that crosses my mind. Exactly. I don't even think that. So I know that that might be true for some people, but it's not true for me.
I was just about to say that too.
It absolutely is true for some people. Yeah. But not for me.
Yeah. It's not for me either.
Right. So you've never, I have never experienced this in my life. I'm also not the most graphic.
Yeah.
I'm not the most graphic storyteller.
She's not like you and me.
I'm not like, girl. Right. And then this and this and this and he did this.
You have to ask Tati those questions. Okay, yeah, so was it? And so was it? She'll answer.
Yeah, I will. I'm an open book.
You have told me one thing.
I'm sure.
That if I was a fake friend, I would be like, what that be like?
What did I tell you?
Can I tell you right here?
Nope. Tell me later.
I'm going to text it to you.
You said you're going to text it to me?
Can I say it out loud?
No.
She don't want you to say that.
You're right.
No, because I don't know what it is. That's why I'm like, no. Okay, but anyways, I'm not the most like graphic like with my friends anyways, but as they both just said, they are very graphic, and we tell each other everything. They tell us everything, and it's never. I've never been like sitting at the table and been like listening to Bree. Like, first of all, we all gather around to hear Bree's stories, it's such an event.
It is.
But we've never all been sitting around the table, and I've never had the thought to myself, like, she better stop telling these hoes somebody gonna jay down on that dick and she ain't looking.
I'm showing y'all videos.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, usually with consent, I usually let the people know. Like, if I got a video with you, I'm going to tell you, like, I'm not going to be the only one watching this.
Right. When it's on,
and I give people the opportunity to tell me if they're not okay with that. But if a nigga never tell me that they're not okay with that, I'm showing my friends.
Yeah.
They're going to see your dick. They're going to see your balls, probably. Like, they're going to see maybe your gooch. I don't know.
She's
they're gonna
very see reckless, it. Guys.
So they're going to see it.
They're going to see it. But with consent. I don't do that without people's
She's
consent.
Very reckless. You've done that, like, while they're in the room.
I have.
And I was like, Bree.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I was like, Bree, stop. Like, yeah, I had to tell her, like, this
it
is
takes a
bit
lot
wild.
To be my partner. I know I put my partners through a lot.
I was like, this may be a bit wild.
Welcome to Stories Land.
Nah, so not necessarily related to sex, yeah. But have you ever shied away from sharing good news with, ooh, you know, and like with like friends or family in fear that it will be taken away, mm-hmm, or that your joy will be taken away, or just like it'll be met with any type of response that's not promoting the happiness that you're feeling at
absolutely
the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have close friends that I have come to the conclusion of, like, we all just need to feel safe in every form. And I have close friends where my positivity, I don't feel safe being my most positive self around them because, mm-hmm, they're not very positive, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
So, mm-hmm, those friends, I might not run to and be like, guess what? The same way that I would y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
And did it ever make you feel like they were any less of your friend? Or like that friendship was any less validated because you didn't feel safe to be your, in a sense, like highest self?
Right. That might be something that I need to reflect on. But, uh-huh, because the people that I have that experience with, because y'all know, all of my friends, like, me and y'all have been friends for over a decade, and y'all are, like, my latest friends, except for one other friend.
Right.
But, like, all of my friends have been my friends since I was a child. Mm-hmm. And so I think, in my mind, that means a lot, even though it shouldn't, you know? But I think I always give people the benefit of the doubt where I'm like, I can adjust before I decide, like, oh, this person isn't my friend or they're not a real friend. Unless they, like, really do something to me. But if it's just a matter of, like, damn, this bitch kind of always got an attitude or, like, always got something to say, like, I don't really hold that against them. Mm-hmm. I just know, like, not even on a conscious level, I just stopped going to that person with my good news or those people. Like, I just don't do that. But it hasn't really made me think, like, is that my friend, if that's the case, you know?
Right.
But, yeah, I just don't share those things with those people.
I have definitely never felt that way in, mm-hmm, my friendships. Every friend, you know, similar to, like, you, every friend that I have has been my friend for years on top of years, you know? And yeah, I've never had any person that I've ever really called my friend, I've never had a reason to doubt that friendship, right, or, yeah, doubt their love for me or support for me and vice versa. So in all of my friendships, I feel very safe, mm-hmm, to be any form of myself, even if it's like completely opposite of them. Like, right, my friends can come in the door, like y'all can come in, like turned up, like, hey, and I'll be like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like, you know, and I'm fine with that too. You know, mm-hmm, like I don't, you know, I'm fine with being any version of myself. And I think that any time that I've ever second guessed saying something, it was never in fear of what type of response or judgment I would get from my friends. It was me being afraid of the judgment that, like, I was giving myself, mm-hmm, more so. And, mm-hmm, then just, like, saying it out loud, it just makes it more real. But it's, right, never because I was afraid of,
like, this something to be like, what the fuck are
you talking, yeah, about? Or, you know, or they're going to rain on my parade or just, like, anything, yeah, you know. Like, I always know that, like, my friends are going to be, like, in support of whatever I'm in support of. But
I love that.
Absolutely. I love it, too.
I'm glad that I'm a part of that tribe.
Me too.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
And we just, I mean, we touched on it a little bit just now about, can a person really be considered a friend, mm-hmm, if you don't feel like you can always be yourself around them?
I do think that I think yes, but only because I don't take that as a reflection of how they feel about me. I take it as a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Mm. Themselves. Mm-hmm. his or herself. Yeah. I'm like themself, them. But anyway, yeah, I don't take that. I don't take that and think like, wow, this bitch must really hate me, because every time I come around with something good, they're not happy, or they're just
constantly picking at you.
Yeah, like I don't think of it as they don't like me. I think of it as not even always they don't like themselves. Like they just have an aura of dislike around them that they don't. That's all they have to give, you know, like if all you have is negativity, that's all you're going to give out. So it's like, I can't expect this person to be positive with me if they're not very positive about and with themselves, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't, I think I just always see it nuanced. And I do think that it's different if, cause I know people too, where it's just like, only with this person you act like that, or only with me you act like that, you know, or I see you have the capacity to do this, this, and this over here. I haven't experienced that, but when people are just like kind of just negative, like on their own, I'm like, that's not my judge, but I'm also empathetic to it, and I'm not going to be like, that makes you a bad friend.
Right.
It's like, that's just all you got.
We see when you see.
So I know when I need positivity, I'm not coming to you for it.
Exactly. You separate that.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's healthy to keep, you know, friendships like that?
So I think that as an adult, all of our friendships kind of ebb and flow. And the people in my life that are like that are not my constant friends. They're not people that I keep up with even on a weekly basis. Because, like, me and you are in a phase now where we don't talk every single day. Mm-hmm. But we have a routine with one another. But those people aren't even like that. So it's like, at this point, it's just like, all I can do is be present in the spaces that we do come together.
Yes.
And I'm not really worried about it outside of that.
When I think about it, I feel like the friendships where there are those types of situations where it's like, oh, like I'm in a good mood, but then this person is always down, or I'm nervous to tell this person this certain thing because of that. I think those are the friendships that unknowingly turn into the thing that, from the post.
Right.
Where, like I feel like, yeah, like, those are the ones I feel like that have that tendency to creep over to that other side. Because, like, when I read it, I'm like, the fuck? I'm like, well, that's not your friend. Like, if somebody would do that, I'm like, then that's clearly not your friend. I'm like, but that's the friend that has the asterisk where, like, I don't think.
This kind of friend.
Anytime I've ever heard of somebody being betrayed or like hurt by like a close friend of theirs, I feel like when I hear the story, it always comes, it's like a, like, but there's this, this, and this about this person. Like, it's never like a complete, like, how, it's like, never like a complete, like, how could they, or, you know, I never would have guessed it, or we're, you know, we're thick as thieves, we do everything together, like, this person would never, I never would have thought this. It's never usually like that. It's always some type of, like, asterisk, like I said, that, like, goes along with it, and it's kind of like, it makes you think that, in hindsight, though, a lot of those situations could be prevented.
Right.
You know, if you were weeding these people.
But also, I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to have the same energy for the person that is that. Whereas, like, this and all of these other things before that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the same type of, well, I'm not going to, I might be angry, but I'm not going to express the same type of anger for the friend who is already kind of like, I don't know, like, it would be y'all that I'm looking, that I'm, like, ready to fight, because it's like, bitch, what are y'all, what are you talking about? Like, this is my actual friend.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even have the same energy for those people, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like our dynamic, like, as friends relies so much on, you know, the way we communicate and how we communicate, like, so open and freely, and we just say anything, and when, you know, like, when people come around us that aren't around us often, or like it's their first time, they're always kind of like taken aback, like they love it, but they're always like taken aback for a second, and it's like you go home and like you ride in the car and they be like, y'all niggas crazy, but I love y'all, you know. It's always like that, and I feel like our friendship relies so much on that that it's insulting that men reduce, you know, our whole friendship circle obviously isn't just women, but it's insulting that men often can reduce that love or like that bond that women have mm-hmm. to just this simple lie. You better stop telling your bitches about right. how like, good your niggas dick is because yeah, like that has like that is not my friend. Like don't make such a blanket statement like that. Like because that's not my friend. Right. Like if that yeah. whoever that person is that you whoever whatever shorty you thought was like giving you the eye or was like winking at you from right. the side of the room, that wasn't my friend
at all.
Like like at so all. Don't you know. Like, don't connect the two or don't try to, you know, true. Like, quiet me down or right. try to tell me that I'm doing something wrong or tell me what I need to change in my life or be like, well, you wouldn't this wouldn't happen to you if you was doing, you know, doing better. And it's like, no, that has, no, yeah, like, that has nothing to do with that. No, do you feel like there are signs that people give you to let you know, like, this might not be a friend?
I really think that nowadays I really rely on how I feel in the presence of other people. Mm-hmm. And so I try not to judge people. Like I try not to like make a thing about a person. Like, oh, this person is this or because mm-hmm. I don't know. But all I know is it don't feel good or this thing didn't really curl over the way I wanted it to when we talked about something. And so I don't really. Honestly, like, my intuition is so strong, and mm-hmm. I don't even be in, I swear to God, I have friends who have brought me around people and have continued to bring me around people, and it's never been, like, even when we tried, or even when we'd be like, oh, girl, you cool, like, let's exchange numbers, da, 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 da. I would never have the urge to be like, to follow through with that. Like, oh, I'm gonna call this person, she was cool, da, da, da. And then months later, the friend who brought us together would be like, yeah, that bitch is a lame, she a liar, she did this, da, da, da. And I'm like, And I just can't help but wonder, like, interesting how we had mm-hmm. the opportunity to, like, link on our own. And I just didn't feel called to it. Like, I just wasn't like, oh, yeah, let me follow up with her, let me call her, yeah. you know? And so I feel like my intuition I don't even be around people. Like, I don't even take space with people that I have to, like, think twice about or be like, what is it about this person? Because I just don't even take space with them too long.
Yeah, same.
I'm cordial with everybody, though. I'm cool with everybody.
Same. I completely agree. I think that, I mean, as you guys know, I can be a very closed off person to mm-hmm. like new people anyways because of all the great things that I just said about my friends. I've always gone through life as a child. I mean, like, as a 5-year-old when I had like my first like best friend mm-hmm. and then I moved from Chicago to Minnesota, and I went to Minnesota, and I would tell like the only other little black girl that was in the school with me and that became my friend, I'd be like, I already have a best friend, so don't forget that. Like, exactly. Basically, you're like, I would be like, let's cool. just get that clear. Like, we can kiki and like right. play a little bit, but and yeah. I've always been that way. Like, I have my friends, so people very rarely ever even get an opportunity
to
backstab me or do something like that that I would. You know, that would be so, like, out of left field. That rarely ever happens. But I am in plenty of scenarios where I feel like I watch my friends.
Yeah.
And I'll just be sitting back. Like, and then, like, I'll tell them, like, that's not your friend. Mm-hmm. Like, or I'll be like, I don't like her. Or yeah. I don't like him. You know, like, I go through those types of scenarios all the time. But like you said, like, I'm very cordial. It's none of my business. Right. Like,
and my friend, when you tell me that, I'll be like, I know. But I'm like, I'm cool peoples, and I'd be like, that's not the bitch that I call. That's not right. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like, when I'm like, everybody's invited, I literally mean everybody's invited. Like, you had to really, we have to have like some unresolved, you really wronging me for me to be like, mm-hmm. everybody but this bitch. Like,
yeah.
I really have to, you got to be blocked in my phone for me to be like, that person can't come. I just had this conversation with a good friend of ours, of mine, a week or so ago, where they were like, why are you not fucking with me? Because we came together through someone that I don't talk to anymore. So we had to reestablish our connection, because when I'm serious, I am serious. Mm-hmm. Like, I fuck with everybody, and I'll always keep it open until I can't anymore. And when I can't no more, I'm never gonna. Like, mm-hmm. So I always have to reestablish those relationships with people that may have been, like, in the crossfire, or, like, might have been a part of our little unit or whatever, but other than that, it'd probably be all types of people in my house. And, like, you and my mama would be like, girl, why are you hanging? I'd be like, I'm not talking to that girl. Like that's not my friend, but like everybody's invited. Like, yeah. I just don't think that deeply about that.
I definitely have to come to the like conclusion and acceptance that like my friends are like the life of the party.
Yeah, we're friendly.
Like, yeah, we're my friends people. Are like everybody gravitates towards them. You know, everybody's coming to Michael's parties. Everybody's going to come to Bree's party. Like, and very rarely are they going to be like, oh, no, they can't come in here. You know? Mm-hmm. So yeah. I've definitely just had to, like, you know, just sit back and be like, whatever. But, yeah, I've definitely watched things from afar. And then, like, just get the tea, like, down the road. It'll be a couple of months later or something. And they'll be like, so such and such did this, this, and this. Mm. And I'll be like, I'm not surprised. Like, I feel like I told you that wasn't your friend. But it is what it is. C'est la vie. But yeah, I think you can definitely, it's definitely a vibe thing.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of the times with those people, I always will say, even now in some cases, yes, people have flat out done offenses where I'll be like, no, there's a very good reason why I don't like this person or why I think this person isn't your friend. Yeah. But a lot of times I won't have a reason. Yeah. A lot of times I won't have a solid, they did this, and so this is why I don't trust them. Like, and I'll say it. I'll be like, I could be wrong. I'll be like, I could be wrong. Like, they've never done anything up until this point. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. But then I'll be right. So it's definitely a vibe check.
Friends, like, we say weird now, like that's like the thing that we all say, like, oh, that bitch weird. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. I got friends that are weird, like legit. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, like, this a weird girl, but that's my fucking dog. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's also, and it's also that, and I think it's also about, I think it's also about being willing to kind of dig deeper than the surface with certain people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, that's true, but also these other things are true. And these other things mean more to me than the fact that, like, you kind of weird. Like, you
and weird,
like,
don't make you disloyal. Like, weird, depending on, now, the way people use weird these days can mean that.
Yes.
But the way that, like, how you were just saying, like, you have weird friends, like, weird doesn't, like, mean disloyal. Weird just means, like, that's just another word for unique, damn near. Like,
no,
in a sense.
Not like, really. I mean, weird, like, you just don't, and weird meaning,
socially,
like,
socially
weird? Yeah, like, in
anything.
Mind, I'm talking about, like, in the way that I look at friends, right? So if you're coming into my life to be my friend, it's very easy for me to look at you like you're weird because I have an unspoken, like, we just have a way of operating. Like, all of my friends, even my friends that aren't friends with each other, like, all of us just have a way of operating. So when somebody comes into my life and they, like, aren't a very good communicator or, like, maybe they're, like, flaky but, like, never have nothing to say about it, like, I'd be like, that bitch weird. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that doesn't mean I'm looking at you like you're a bad person or, like, you're not worthy of friendship, stuff like that. But you are weird. That is weird. But I don't know.
I don't mean that.
I don't know.
And you definitely got to tell the difference because sometimes you'll have friends that become, like, territorial over you and they'll try to make you think somebody else is an op.
Something else.
Just because that's they don't necessarily want to share your friendship.
And I don't have that issue at all.
Like, watch her. Watch him.
And I'm happy I don't have that issue at all. Like, I have so many different friends from so many different, like, groups. And
me too.
And I think for the most part, all of us are good at kind of bringing our friends together, like when it makes sense to. You know, we obviously spend one-on-one time with people as needed, but we're always able to bring people together.
I have a close friend that used to be like that.
Yeah, like
if I would bring another friend around, it's like,
Really?
I don't want to share anybody with you. I mean, that was the energy.
Yeah. Right. That's when you have to pay attention. You have to realize, like, have to see, like, what are your intentions? Like, are you really telling me something because you're looking out for me and you just got a bad vibe for somebody? Or are you being a jealous friend? Like, you just don't want nobody else around me.
Right. Yeah, I don't have that. I'm glad, too, because I'll be like, girl.
Yeah, me neither.
One thing that I do have, though, is I get mad at Dana and Michael a lot. Because sometimes I do be feeling like, why can't I be included? Like, you know, like, I know that y'all like vegan food and stuff, like, whatever.
That don't even be why. She could be down the street.
I know, but, like, literally, but y'all be coming to the city.
We do come to the city.
And so sometimes I'll be like, I just don't understand why I wasn't called. Right. Like, when it makes sense. I'm not ever going to be mad at y'all when y'all at Bar Louie down the street.
This is a real, like...
I'm dead ass.
Like, a real, like, grief.
I'm dead ass. Like,
I was like...
No, because I was just saying, I don't have any friends like that. But then I just thought to myself, like, but maybe sometimes you're like that. But I don't think that I don't, like, pressure y'all with that. I don't, like, make y'all...
No, yeah,
I don't, like,
don't
say nothing to y'all right. about it. But I do be like... So if y'all was coming to the city, like, why wouldn't y'all just... include me?
Well I don't know her thought process, but mine is like, I know everybody is working from home, and so she and I don't we free during the day.
She's a bitch.
So I'll be like,
she's a bitch. That's your
she'd be
answer?
Like, let's go get some food. I'll be like, yeah, let's
go. He said, I don't know her thought process, and I was like, I do. She's a bitch. No, for real, because she knows me. She's come and picked me up. Y'all know I don't give a fuck about that job.
I don't know what time of day you busy, but when not.
But y'all know I don't give a fuck about that job. Dana has called me. That's the thing. When she not kicking it with you, she'll call me and be like, yeah. Well, what time are your meetings? Let's go. Da, da, da.
Right.
And it's just like, okay, you could do that when it's just me, but you know, whatever.
Yeah,
but I love y'all. And the reason why I don't be pressuring y'all about it is because I also see the value in one-on-one time.
Oh.
Like, I should be able to hang out with Tati and you not be like, are y'all fucking serious? Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We do it all the time.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. I do. Also, I see it always.
Yeah. I mean, all we do is argue. So.
And I also know I'm the no friend, too. I'm also the friend that most people know. Like,
oh.
9 times out of 10, I might not be like, yeah, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I do be like... I'll be like, can y'all just come over here? And Dana don't be trying to do that. Dana don't be trying to sit in the house.
Between me and her, she definitely don't.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll come
you'll
over
You'll be
here.
Like, bet. You would compromise. But Dana would be like, I just really wanted to go to this place.
She
and I'll be like,
she
can't
does.
You just get the food and bring it here?
And
she'd be like,
how,
no. I
that's
really,
how our conversation starts. And was like, I want to go here right now. When can be available?
Right now. Right.
And I'd be like, well, fine, then. I don't actually have nothing
but that's
to
why she don't call me. Because she knows that, like,
yeah, I guess
I might...
we just figured it out.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying she's a bitch. That's why you was like, you were like, I don't know her thought process. And I'm like, I do. She thinks that she knows that she don't. But whatever.
Right. I miss Dana. She got to come back.
I know. She's been gone for a while, actually. Like, damn, what a long trip.
Yeah, she's ridiculous.
Yeah, and she was supposed to have been back.
So. Yeah, she extended.
She
sure.
gonna, I'm going to say she's going to fuck around and not come back fucking with her.
Mm-mm. Well,
anyway,
well, that's all I have today.
That was great.
That
for
was
you
good.
Folks.
That was good. Congrats. What's the more? What is the takeaway? What do you want people to like leave with?
That specifically in this scenario that Josiah Woods laid out for us about telling somebody how good the dig is and then they go try to go find out for themselves. That just wasn't your friend.
It's not your friend.
Not your friend.
So,
and tell them niggas that ain't your friend too, because don't have these niggas thinking that they can slap each other on the back like, yeah, I fucked her girlfriend. No, you didn't. You fucked her. You fucked me and a bitch I hang out with sometimes. Like, don't,
yeah.
Don't
overdo yeah,
it.
There you go.
Don't
yeah. That's what they need to know.
And now she got a black ass. So it ain't even nothing to like. It ain't even nothing that's to brag funny. About. She ain't even cute no more.
Here, yeah. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you, Tati, for such a well-thought-out episode. Please continue to do all the things that you have always done. Follow us on every place that we can be followed at Away With Words, the podcast, on Instagram. And you can follow me there as well at Brie.stories and at Brie_stories on Twitter. You can follow at Tati on Instagram and at HeyTati on Twitter. And please... do yourself a favor, follow at MJMKid and at Moments_Stu because you just should, and his birthday's coming up soon.
Woo!
All right, we love y'all so much, and we'll see you next week. Everybody say peace. That's not
bye.
What I said. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody say peace.
So I said peace.